5.22. A.
Have you ever used alternative medicine?
Yes.
What did you use?
Acupuncture.
And did it work?
Well, it did, actually. I had the terrible time of... I lost my sense of taste and smell.
Wow.
Which started off with a cold, and then I completely lost my sense of taste and smell for about 3 or 4 months. And it was very debilitating, and it was really quite frightening.
Sure.
You suddenly realise that there's no point in eating and at all, because it's just fodder. All the beauty of life kind of goes. It's an extraordinary thing of not having one of your senses. And somebody recommended to me acupuncture. Uh-huh. And I went along and I said, do you think you can do anything about it? And she said, yes, I think I can. She said, so here's a rose, which was in her room.
Right.
She said, put your nose into it and tell me what you can smell. I put my nose into it. And I couldn't smell a thing at all, absolutely nothing at all. And she lay me down, and half an hour of needles later, I got up. She said, have a smell of the rose again. And I put my nose into it, and there was this faint, faint odour of rose, which was quite the most beautiful thing I've ever smelt in my entire life.
So, and almost straight away, then?
Yeah, well, over the course of the next 2 weeks, very, very slowly, it came back. I was walking down Northampton Street, and a woman walked past, and I went, perfume. And I turned and followed her. And, if she'd see me, she would have thought I was rather weird because I sort of had my nose into her hair. And it all came back.
Wow.
B.
Ever since my children were born, well, even before my children were born, which is a very, very long time ago now, we've used alternative medicine, or I like to call it complementary medicine. We use homeopathy. And none of my children ever had an antibiotic when they were growing up. And I think that's quite a good claim, actually. They have used them since they've been adult for various things because of work and having to get their voices back. But apart from that, no antibiotics. And I don't think I've had one in the last 30-odd years.
C.
Kate, have you ever taken alternative medicine?
Well, a time I remember was when my second child, childbirth of my second, because my first was pretty dramatic experience, mm-hmm. So I thought I'd go and find out if I could make it easier. So I went to a homeopath who gave me a lot of pills,
mm-hmm.
and said that when contractions started, I should take one, and then, an hour later, take another one,
mm-hmm.
and an hour later, take two. But within half an hour, I'd taken all three bottles and were still in agony.
No.
Yeah.
Not having done anything?
No.
So did you call the person?
These aren't working.
No, I never did. But okay. I wouldn't recommend homeopathy for childbirth.
No. Good conclusion.
D.
So, Adam, what's your take on... alternative medicine? Do you have any experience?
One, just one. And I was taking a very long flight from London to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like flying, but I don't take anything for that. But when I got there, I was only there for a very few days, and I wanted to enjoy my waking hours, and the jet lag was crazy. So I bought some herbal sleeping pills.
Oh, right.
So I didn't want to use really heavy real sleeping pills. I'd never used those. So I went to buy some herbal sleeping pills and put them in my bag. And then I got there and I look at the package and it says, take 8, half an hour before bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was quite a lot. But
yeah.
That's what it said. So I took 8, but it was a bit like having a lot of grass in my mouth. It was like swallowing a lot of grass before bed. And then it made me a little windy, so it was like burping up like a lot of grass. And I was burping, so I wasn't sleeping, so I wasn't really convinced about them.
So a great night's sleep.
It was wonderful. A lot of grass.